Notice there I use the word control and not ownership. So what I mean by this is, let's say that the holding company or the parent company buys 80% of a subsidiary. Because they've bought more than 50%, then they control the subsidiary. And they control all of it, even though they only own 80%. So what this means is we need to show all of our assets and liabilities added with all of S's assets and liabilities. And we show those in the group accounts, all of them. Now, that's because we control all of them. However, in the ownership part of the SFP, which is the equity part, we show the bit that we don't own. So if we own 80% of the sub, then obviously we don't own 20%. So we give the 20% to what we call the non-controlling interests. We're the controlling interests. We give the 20% to the non-controlling interests in the equity line. So to sum up, we have assets and liabilities added across 100%, and then in the equity part, we give the 20% of the subsidiary to the non-controlling interests.